Hey, DGB sisters, Donna Rudowitz here, and I'm so glad you are with us for another episode of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show. And today we have Lori with us. Hi, Lori.
Hi, everybody.
For those of you who are brand new to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, my name is Donna Rudowitz, and I am a rapid transformational relationship coach as well as a clinical psychotherapist. And what we do at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond is we activate your soul post-divorce to reclaim your power, recover your brilliance, live an amazing life, because divorce is just something we've been through. It is not our identity. And so we get our lives back, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones. And today we have a very special guest, Lori, who has been through DGB, graduated the program. So welcome to the show, Lori. I'm so happy you're here.
Hi, Donna.
Yes. So Lori, why don't you give us a little bit of background of where you're from and what you do and really what brought you to DGB, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. I grew up on a dairy farm way up north in Washington State, Skagit County, and married a city guy and didn't know that I was in an abusive marriage. And It took a very, very long time, a lot of prayer, a lot of reflection to understand, oh, this person isn't changing.
How long were you married, Lori?
By the time the divorce was over, 19 years.
19 years, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, your story is not uncommon, meaning we don't know what we don't know. We didn't, you know, when we're young women and we're entering into our marriage, we've got things going on. We've got life, we've got kids, we've, you know, moved, and we know something's off, but we just don't know how off.
Yes.
Right. Until you know. And then, yeah, like you said, it's sometimes 19 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's one phrase that DGB has taught me that is so critical. And it's always been a phrase that I've heard through the years, but sometimes you hear it through a different voice and it makes more sense.
Yeah.
And it's this phrase, you'll know. So How do you know when it's time to have a baby? You'll know. How do you know when it's time to, you know, stop nursing your baby and wean them? You'll know. How do you know when you should potty train your toddler? You'll know. How do you know when you should get divorced? You'll know.
You'll know.
How do you know when you should start dating again? You'll know. And I just had that same feeling when I had my interview with you and I went through the whole process of joining DGB. And I was like, I just knew I have to go through this whole program. And it's helped me tremendously get clarity. I used to react and now I respond. I was so filled with rage and anger. Some of the techniques that I learned at the very beginning of joining DGB was, you know, how to do the polar dive plunge when you put ice on your ice pack. And I was just so filled with rage and overreacting and just everything was magnified because I wasn't allowing myself to honor what was happening. And I just kept thinking, I have to people please and I have to make everything better for everybody else. And I've got three little girls and I've got a house to maintain and I've got a job to do. And I was just explosive.
Yeah.
And
the nervous system took over.
Yeah. DGB kind of gave me permission to get in touch with my body and say, what's happening in your body? And the biggest thing that I have come away from DGB with is the word awareness. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just so aware. And instead of that sending me into a reaction, I just go, oh, that's interesting. Huh. I'm now aware. That now I get curious. And then I kind of go into curiosity stuff, whether it's with my kids, whether it's with somebody I'm dating. I'm like, oh, huh. That's a hook. That's a trigger, but I'm just now going to lean into being aware of it and kind of learning more about that person, because then it takes the reaction off of my trigger.
You said it so eloquently. I couldn't have said it better. You said it perfectly, because I agree with you. Many women will come into DGB because we do want to recover our brilliance, reclaim our life. And not only for ourselves, but for our children. And at some point we do want to bring someone in our life to spend it with, because we don't want to be alone for the rest of our lives, right? So all of us typically come in for many similar reasons, but the biggest gift I think consistently that I hear similar to yourself is the gift of peace.
Yeah,
that we get because we're aware now. We're not, you know, we don't know what we don't know until you know, right? You realize like, wow, we're conditioned to manage and care for most people outside of ourselves as women in this society, right? I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it is. So many times we're conditioned to look at others versus taking the time for ourselves. And I think this is one of the biggest gifts at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, is we're not denying that we love our families and we have friends and work colleagues that we're still caring for. What we're saying is, I'm important too.
Well, one of the big things that I learned was children of narcissistic parents and children of alcoholic parents are parallel in the fact that they pay so much more attention to the room around them. Like, yes. How many drinks are they in? Are they going to hit a wall or my face? What kind of mood are they in? Are they going to lash out at me with hurtful words? How do I protect myself? Mm-hmm. And the antennas are always about everybody else in the room. And DGB gave me permission to put my antennas on myself.
Yes, because I'm so glad you said that, Lori, because I just had to download or this moment of we're hypervigilant.
Yes.
On the external side.
Which, and then I was ignoring my own antennas and I wasn't picking up any of my own data because I was so attuned to picking up everybody else's antennas.
Correct. And let's go back to what you and I were talking about in the green room a little bit, because I think this is really important for women, especially going through divorce, understand I am a clinical therapist, right? So by trade, I used to have a psychotherapy practice, and I find value in psychotherapy practice at certain points of our divorce journey, right? Mm-hmm. But there does come a point where therapy doesn't work anymore. Like what we were saying, right? Is like, okay, so you go to therapy, but there's a point where it doesn't work, where the coaching part does, which really allows us to shift. So tell me a little bit about that journey about, you know, because you've been through therapy, you've been through the DGB program, which is coaching. What do you think the difference is, and what helped you in both modalities, I would say?
So throughout the marriage, there were random times where I would go join a therapist and try to get better and figure out something's off. I don't know what's off. How do I fix it? How do I fix
me? Can we stay here for a second? Because we have to stay here, Lori.
Yeah.
That we're going to a therapist because most women could relate to you, right? What can I do to fix this? How can I fix this?
A lot of people, and I come from a faith background, a lot of people think the power of a praying wife is a very powerful thing. And I spent years praying for my ex to have Christ-like characteristics. And it was so palpable the day that I could literally feel God tapping me on my shoulder and literally heard him say, stop asking for me to heal him. I'm going to reveal. Mm-hmm. And I started seeing him through a lens that said, nothing I pray, nothing I do. There's no tone that I can set for my home that's going to bring a difference from him. And that's the hard part for a lot of women, is this hope that says, oh, if I just pray through this, or if I, you know, it'll someday get better. And my body was failing, Donna. My back went out all the time. I mean, paralyzed. I had to be face down to stop the back spasms. Mm-hmm. And years ago, my physical therapist, my chiropractor, and my primary care physician and my acupuncturist, all of them said to me, is something else going on?
Yep.
Is there something else that you're not paying attention to in your personal life? And I was like, oh, I got three little kids. I got a full-time job. Yep. Of course I'm stressed. You know,
aren't we all stressed? Like this is everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a destructive marriage. There's a difference between a disappointing marriage and a destructive marriage. And I had to come to that recognition, like, oh, Okay.
And there's also a difference between rational people and irrational people, right? So you and I are rational people. If we had a disagreement, we could talk about it. We could agree to disagree. We could come up with a solution of how we're going to handle it. The problem, you might as well, when you're married to an irrational person, someone who's irrational, and that could be someone who has an addiction issue or narcissism or abusive, right? Both physical, emotional, mental, any one of those, they are irrational. So you have a better chance of going to the goldfish tank and telling the goldfish to swim left than you do of impacting that person. And so that's what makes, I think, at least from my journey and the women who I've seen over the years, it makes us feel a little hopeless, a little more than frustrated, is because we're trying everything we possibly can and nothing is shifting, is because you can't ration with irrational. It just will not happen.
So the thing with therapy is you go to, like, I used to be this beautiful, leafy, flowering, fragrant, brightly colored plant with such beautiful flowers and leaves and fragrance.
Yep.
And over the years, it was like I was getting sprayed with Roundup and my leaves were dying and I had no flowers and I had just this tiny little bud of growth above the soil line of me left. Mm-hmm. And going to therapy is, you think in your head, oh, this is like fertilizer or this is like sunshine or this is like water. And let's just try to fix the plant. And going into DGB was different because it was like, it's like putting a bulletproof dome over what was left of that little piece of me and saying nothing is going to penetrate this. I will grow and nothing is going to stop this growth. And a therapist, it seems like, I don't know how to describe, going to a therapist is so different from DGB because DGB is like therapy and coaching and doing the work and introspection and becoming your own gardener and becoming... Yeah.
And spiritual and quantum
spiritual
physics.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a real hard time with one of the things of DGB, which was my background was I have to be a doer and I'm a people pleaser and take action. And a lot of DGB was, you'll know, just wait for the download. And I got very impatient, impatient. But what I do like is that DGB taught me how to put myself in the future, how to feel what the future feels like, because then you will start doing the things on your character that get you to that place.
Which, going back to your analogy with the plant, it stimulates the growth. So you don't have you don't have to worry about fertilizing and fixing and doing. You just are. You just are, and it stimulates it on its own. And before you know it, you've got the flowers growing again. You have the roots. But going back to the plant analogy too, Lori, which is one of the most important pieces, before we go and work on the flowers and the leaves above ground, we become rock solid root system below ground, and we activate, right? Because I was reading, and it's so interesting we're talking about this. I was reading the other day about the network of trees, because in the field of energy that we're living as human beings, we all look like we're living very separate lives, but we're really not. In the field of consciousness, we are all attached. And there's different names for it. People will call it the field, or they'll call it the net, right? So different scientists in quantum physics have proven we're all attached. And similarly, trees connect on the root level to source, to spirit, because they're conscious. They have a level of consciousness different than ours, right? But they have a level of plant consciousness and they connect. And that's when one tree or a flower is suffering, the other trees and flowers underground will give them the necessary nutrients to help them. And I feel like that's what DGB is. Before we even think about what's happening above ground, we're saying, like you said, we're putting the dome around you and we're saying nothing or no one could come. This is, you are protected now. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to, you are protected, but we're going to reactivate you to source, to your soul. And even if you don't know how to get there, we're your surrogate first.
Okay, right. So there's something I do want to share with you. That was a very unique part of my journey. Mm-hmm. And one day I was, you know, in a meditation prayer place, And they had gone like way up high in the universe in my head and like above the city, above space, way up high. And it was like, okay, now turn around and what's there? And it was like my soul had somehow gotten disconnected from me, which, and I reconnected with my soul in this meditative zone that I was in. Yes. And I came, and it was like this dancing experience. And I just realized there was a piece of me that I let go of as I was slowly wilting and slowly. Yes. And so I came back to who God created me to be and what my purpose is. And, you know, I was highly concerned living in a very, very explosive house with my three girls thinking, okay, I don't want you to think this is how men treat women. And
that's right.
What part of me allowed that? Why didn't I love myself enough to set a boundary sooner? But everything happens in divine purpose. And I was meant to wake up when I was meant to wake up. The girls are old enough to understand why I left. And so I don't know how else to describe it, that like coming back into alignment with who I was created to be. And I remember asking Jackie on calls, I said, well, how do I teach my girls all these concepts I'm learning in DGB? And she goes, you don't have to teach them anything.
That's right.
You're going to just live it.
You're
and
living.
That's that connectedness that you're referring to today.
Yep.
They're just picking up on a new way, a new being. And the thing is too, people like certainty, and DGB has taught me get comfortable in the uncomfortable, because if you try to play your future with old rules, it won't work. You have to get uncomfortable with new playbook.
That's right.
And you have to step out and be creative and be open to whatever God's going to reveal to you as this is your new path. This is your new whatever. Like even right now, I know that I'm going to be looking for a new job, probably in sales, but I'm helping my current company out and they know I'm looking, but I'll know when that right thing is. I just know that I'll know and it's going to work out. And I have just such certainty that God's going to bless me because I put him first and I'm valuing the daughter. I'm God's daughter. And
it's your divine right, in a sense. It's not, and I'm going to say this, and people may, you know, may disagree, or and that's okay. But you know, our divine right as God's daughter is that we are to be fruitful and to multiply, and it's not just with children; it's every area of life, right? It's what good are we if we're miserable and sad and lonely and crying? And you know, number one, we're not doing any good to our families. We're not doing any good to the future generations that come. We're not doing any good to anybody that we're interacting with. Right.
Yeah.
And so our divine right to be fruitful, to have abundance is there, not because we deserve it. It's because it's because through Christ, through God is where it's coming. And
And he breathed life into me, and I have that same connection where I can work in with him towards my future.
And you're taking it not because you're being arrogant, not because you're being rude, not because you're taking it because you're saying, I am worthy because I am, not because I have to hustle for my worth, not because I have to do this and then I'll get this, not because I have to be a good girl or I have to say good things or I've got to be the leader or I've got to be the volunteer and take, you know, do everything for everybody. I simply am worthy of this beautiful, abundant life because I am.
Yep.
And,
absolutely.
And secondly, what I love what you said about the certainty is what you've developed is you've created this new neural pathway, because when we get out of the fight or flight, that reactive mode that we're just going and going and going, we take a pause, we come into an awareness state where now we could respond. Does this action and thought and belief serve me? Great. Let me keep going. Does it not? Okay, great. We're going to look at something different. We're no longer the victim to effect. We're the master of cause. We're intentionally creating the life that we want to be leading. And we don't even have to know exactly what it is. It goes back to what you said. We've taught you how to feel. That's one of the most important things, is you don't have to know exactly where your life is going, but you know, it's knowing that I feel safe, that I'm seeing myself with my daughters. I'm seeing myself with, later on down the road, grandchildren. I see myself having a wonderful job in my home. I see myself earning more than enough. I see myself buying a vacation home, right? Whatever it is you decide to do, because there's no plan B. There's only plan A. And we have the faith, we have the power twins. I don't know if you remember this. We talked about the power twins, which is faith and patience. We have the faith to know we believe in the unseen, because we are creators.
And the Holy Spirit reveals certain things to you, correct,
in vivo, at the right time. So we have the faith to know that, because people around you will say, that's never possible. You've got to suffer for 30 years. There's no good guys out there. You know, divorce, forget it. You're an old maid. This is like, I mean, we still, even in this time, this day and age, where you think that would be so not even there, it is there and it is alive. So we have to be very careful of who we spend time with.
One of the things I didn't want to be is one of these women who have been divorced for 20 years and talk about it as if it was yesterday. And I was like, they haven't done the work. They haven't forgiven whoever it was. And they haven't gone back into their childhood to say, what part of my roller coaster made me get attracted to that type of a person in the first place? Yes. And so I wanted to do the work, and I wanted to move forward differently. And I love that there's a sisterhood, that we have our monthly calls. And
yes, I love, and we're going on vacations and we do fun things together, because, you know, what I would like to say, you know, and the best way that I could explain it for Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond is, everybody on the DGB team is a professional through and through. We are trained, we are skilled, we have our license. Like, we're just not people who threw up a, you know, shingle and said, oh, let's open a coaching practice, right? Like, we're dedicated, we've been born to do this work, right? But set aside that, we're coming together because we know we can't do it alone. And we need a sisterhood, and we need a community, and we don't want to be around people, like you said, who are 20 years in, and they have zero interest of changing. They'll talk about it till the cows come home, but they have zero interest in changing. They don't have the accountability. They don't have the coachability. They don't have the resilience. And I say no ill will towards those women. I send them white light and love, but those are women who are not on my bus. They're on a very different bus. I send them white light and love. The women on our bus are smart, intelligent women who are ready to do the work, who are ready to transform the future. And we want to be around other women like that, because this is where the energy, like you said, on our monthly call, we, and our alumni call, that energy radiates for days, right? Like, and when we're on our retreats and we're getting to hang out together and we're getting to do fun things together, that radiates for days. And it's only getting better at DGB. Yeah. We've got some fun things, which mum's the word for right now, but coming in October, our next alumni meeting, we've got some really fun announcements we're going to be announcing. And that's what's great, is it's always about an expansion, but not expansion as in we have to. It's where God's leading us that we get to. Right? There's no limit. So, Lori, where are you in your life right now? What's going on, you know, as a result of your work with DGB? Where are you in life, in love, in just in general? Like, what's going on in the world of Lori?
It's a very, very, very long time to get divorced. Not because it happened on the tail end of COVID, but because of, you know, just splitting of assets and very difficult.
Yeah.
It takes time. I spent a lot of money buying my freedom, and that's how I view it. I'm leaving Exodus.
I see it the same way. Now, a lot of women will say to me, oh my God, Donna, I lost so much, or there was so much money. I'm not denying the amount of money that goes out, because it sometimes, in your case, right, it could be significant. However, what I like to say is that, number one, God is going to replace that tenfold. So I'm never, because it's not about, my money doesn't come from him. My money doesn't come from the world. It comes through the world, right? But my real source is God. And I will never be in lack, right? Because there's never lack. So if God is allowing this money to go out, it's an investment to me. I'm investing in my future. That's the way I look at it.
So it's finally over, over, even though it was over in April, it didn't get over till about 3 weeks ago, but it's now over. and I am renewed. And that my daughter just went, my oldest just went off to college.
Yay!
And my youngest too started high school.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Literally last week, I just cleaned my whole house. I go, my God, it feels like spring cleaning in September. I am ready for new. I'm ready for change. At my job, I kind of mentioned I'm going to be putting myself out there. And I just know the right thing is going to open up with exactly the right salary, with exactly the right way for me to be of assistance and help people and make a living at it and use my skills and my talents and give to the world in a way that my talents are meant to be.
Yes, and the example to your children.
And I'll know what that moment is. I'll know what that job is. And I have full trusting that it's going to happen. Yeah, it's just an exciting time. I did start dating a while back, and that was fun.
And by the way, for the women who are DGB sisters who are watching this, look at Lori's face, right? The smile, we love it. And it doesn't mean that life is perfect by any means, but it means we have our power back. It means we're truly enjoying life. It means we're not available for suffering. We're open for the challenges. But look at you, you were able to be present in such wonderful times of your girls' lives. You were able to open up your heart to date, to explore, to share your life with someone. And if you think about what divorce can do, it could keep us stuck at home. It could keep us not present with our children because we're so worried about the future or we're so worried about the past that before you know it, we wake up and we're like, oh my God, what happened? I missed this whole time of my children's life because I wasn't present. And you, my friend, could look back and say, even though my circumstances wasn't ideal, I was there and I was present. And that to me, greatest gift you could ever get.
Yeah. And going through the program when I first started, my goodness, I remember writing into the help desk and the love desk. Like I was kind of annoyed, but I have now.
Yes.
So I was annoyed at some of the women in the group that were just like, I can't get out of bed. And I'm like, I had no empathy for that because that was my opposite. I was like, I'm always out of bed. I'm always, I'm running real hot. Yep. And so they could not understand how I was running hot and I couldn't understand how they were running cold. But now that I've gone through the program, I'm like, oh, now I have empathy for different people in different situations of handling everything differently.
And what you see, Lori, and I'm so glad that you said that, is there's never anyone in DGB who is not meant to be there, right? Meaning even if there's different levels of where a person's at when they come in, right? However, what ends up happening, like you said, at the end or even through
they
it,
come out.
The contrast,
they come out.
And you see it, they come, right?
Depressed. Yeah, they come out.
And that contrast, believe it or not, you were meant to be in that journey with them because that contrast helped you to determine what you want and what you don't want. And then when you see someone who was here and coming out at a level, it gives you the permission to say, wow, if she started here and she ended up here, I could do it too. And so this is what I would say, if you're listening to this and hearing Lori's journey, which is just such a beautiful representation of who you are, because we no longer need the dome on Lori. Right. She's brilliant, right?
Like again.
You're flowering again in beautiful flowers. Is it doesn't matter how stuck you are. Mm-hmm. It's the decisiveness to say today's the day it ends. Today's the day, because if you are on one side of the bridge and you know in your heart, even if you have no idea how to get there, but there's an internal or what I would call a spiritual nudge, book a call with me and get on the phone. Because even if you're not meant for DGB, I will guide you to where you are meant.
And having gone through DGB, I have so much empathy for women all across the spectrum now, because everybody has their own journey. And I think going through DGB, we have a responsibility to inspire and help each other.
This is how you book a call, DonnaRudowitz.com/apply. But Lori, you are just hitting it on point, all of these. What I like to say is when I started DGB, I got myself out of the quicksand, right? And I had one hand in front of me and one hand in back of me. And I promised God on my journey that this is what I was meant to do. And that's why I know I needed to go through my divorce, was because I was meant to help other women out of the emotional tsunami So I needed to experience it, because what coach would I be if I didn't have any experience and indication of what it was like, right? Like I needed to know what it was like. But since then, that has been the model. I had one hand pulled me out of the quicksand. I have one hand. I came out of the quicksand. I have one hand behind me. Then I pull her out of the quicksand. Yeah. She's holding my hand, right? And then vice. And so we are lifting each other up. And I love that you said that. It's our honor. And we have a responsibility to show other women and help them lift up too, because we're lifting up everybody.
I had my sister, my family members, my colleagues, they all said, my God, you're different since you joined DGB. You're coming at this like head on. It's just, let's go forward. Yeah. So I'm so thankful that you guys helped me go forward. And I hope lots of other women are able to
receive
the same help.
Thank you. Because too, what I will say, going back to what you said about certainty, it is a psychological need for certainty. And sometimes when we're in uncertain times and we're in that reactive state, we can't find certainty. But I want the women who are listening to this to think of DGB as it's like we cut through, we're the knife, right? So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's here. We take your hand, we cut through, we give you the certainty until you could hold it on your own. And then you, and then when you're activated, like Lori, the world is our oyster. There's nothing that we can't achieve, really, truly. There's nothing that we can't have. There's nothing that we can't achieve. And I'm so happy to see where you are. Any last minute advice or guidance you'd like to leave to your sisters before we close for today, Lori?
Keep praying. Don't give up on your faith.
Yes.
And trust that getting comfortable in the uncomfortable is where the healing starts to happen. And DGB will give you a different playbook.
Yeah.
And old rules and old ways don't work anymore. And be willing to try something new.
Yes. I love it. Perfect. Thank you. All right, guys. Mwah. Sending everybody so much love. Have a kick-ass rest of the day. And I'll see you soon. Keep us posted, Lori. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.